Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
I guess that's me. So here we are. 877-807-4048 is the telephone number. I mentioned in an earlier hour today, again, we're talking in all these disjointed hours that modern broadcasting consists of. So you can check it all out at gcnlive.com to catch all these hours, because I like referring to a continuum of conversation as opposed to a bunch of little sound bites. We're talking about people sending me emails, making suggestions as to what to do with this program. It's an opportunity for us to be creative and break down some of the barriers and the walls that exist in radio. My main concern starting it off was to continue in the spirit of Dr. Joy Brown, and that is to do a show that deals with people issues and doesn't necessarily get too hung up on partisan politics or sports talk, which is sports talk is I call it a subgenre in the talk radio spectrum. Perhaps the biggest subgenre in talk radio other than, you know, politics. And I am a First Amendment freak. I am vehemently nonpartisan in terms of my public broadcasting life, other than my advocacy for and my defense of and support of and admiration for the First Amendment, which I think is the foundation upon which America is America. Whatever it is that we think this country is that makes it special, it is based on the fact that we have the right to state what we think about politics and about life and about thinking without the government, stepping in and making it illegal. And that, I think, is a beautiful thing, and we shouldn't forget that. That doesn't mean you have the right to say anything you want on any medium. It doesn't provide you with a soapbox. It provides you with freedom from government intervention. If you work for a newspaper, you work for a television station or a radio station, and they tell you, we don't want you saying that on our airwaves or in our pages, they have the right to do it because the First Amendment protects them. Go start your own newspaper. Go start your own newsletter. Interestingly, in this day and age, everybody has that opportunity far more than they did before the advent of the digital era, when Facebook and websites and Twitter and email and all of these amazing new platforms give people the opportunity to be what is commonly referred to as citizen reporters, stars of their own little show. Surrounded by, to use a reference from the 1950s, the peanut gallery, you know, their own peanut gallery. That's from Howdy Doody. And we also talked a little bit about ego. And but one of the suggestions is, Vid, why don't you just have a series of psychologists on and have them take listener calls and answer people's problems? And of course, it isn't that easy. But I do have somebody that is not quite a psychologist, but is rather a psychiatrist joining us. And the fields of psychology and psychiatry do overlap, but they are quite different. She is a forensic psychiatrist. She has a practice in eastern Connecticut. She has been a friend of mine for well over a decade. You'll notice most of the guests on the program thus far have been friends of mine, because I definitely want to keep this thing warm and fuzzy and candid and open. And she also dabbles in the media. She's the real deal in terms of being a medical professional. But she's so good at it that she's often called on as a go-to guy and a guest, and has done podcasting, and even for a long time, that's how I met her, had her own radio show in Connecticut. Her name is Dr. Renee Kohansky. Dr. Renee, welcome to what's now being called the Michael Harrison Show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me on the Michael Harrison Show. I appreciate the opportunity.
As a matter of fact, you were very nice back when we were doing the tribute shows to Dr. Joy Brown for joining us and being one of the people speaking about it. And you were very, very poignant and powerful in the comments that you made. What is the difference between psychology and psychiatry?
There's people have a wide range of understanding from sophisticated to simple. So the simple thing that people think about, and I really don't like it, but I have to succumb to what people know. And the most simple basic form is that people say, well, psychiatrists can write prescriptions and psychologists cannot. That's, I think, way too simplistic. And in this ever-morphing condition of healthcare, everything is becoming so blurred that even that's not going to be serve as a simplistic distinction anymore. So let me expand it just a little bit. And let me just add one more thing, Michael, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
Not only am I a friend to you, but I am a friend to your dear wife, who I've known for many, many years. And in particular, I've really had the pleasure of journeying with her through the publication of her recent book. And the reason I mention is because if you want to talk about psychology, psychiatry, her book is a very interesting journey into the psychology of this industry, the radio industry and the radio personalities, and also kind of a psychology or a developmental growth of a young intern behind the scenes in radio, growing up into and becoming a big girl producer. So it's kind of a very cool tie-in to everything that we're talking about.
I mean, I had mentioned in the previous hour, not that necessarily anybody listening to this hour heard it, because as I said, it's a modular show. I do know some places where all 3 hours are heard. My dear friend Richard Neer was on, and he mentioned Bernadette's book. I have never brought it up because I'm trying to avoid, you know, looking like we're plugging a book. But
and
her book,
not, you know, and I didn't listen to the other hours, and
and
I'm not trying to plug it, but it happens to be. Yes, we are all friends. We are all related. This show, I think, is at least Joy's show had a family component. And I don't know where this show is going to go. I think the listeners are going to help direct it. But let me say one thing. I think if nothing else, it's about family. And we're bringing in the radio family along with the, I would say, the psychology. And I'm now going to kind of introduce a psychiatry component as well as, you know, the aspect of what is it to be a human being in today's world. And many, many other things that I think are sort of provocative commentaries and I think people think about and want to discuss and have a lot of views and a lot to say about.
So, no question. No question.
To go back now, to your question.
Yeah, well, the point I was driving at regarding the book and regarding my conversation with Richard and the time ahead with you, and then I'm going to be talking with the most interesting guy who very seldom makes appearances in the media anymore. In the next hour of the show, I'm going to be joined by another friend of mine who I coerced into coming on. His name is Dennis Klein. And Dennis Klein is legendary in Hollywood for creating, writing, directing, producing some of the biggest TV shows of all time. But he hasn't done much in 20 years because he has dropped out and has spent most of his time as a parent. He's devoted his life to taking care and raising his child as a single father. And now he's getting back into show business. But this is the guy that was the co-creator of the Larry Sanders Show with the late Gary Shandling. Remember Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Buffalo Bill. You remember that one with Dabney Coleman? He for a while, was a producer of the Cosby Show. Are we talking about one of the greats? But one of the things that he deals with is what I'm driving at, and after this break, we're going to talk about it directly, and that is the peculiar nature of the human ego. And that is really at the base of so many psychological discussions. Dr. Renee Kohansky, an eminent psychiatrist with us. Our number is 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talkers Communications Center. It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
And if you're wondering what the Talkers Communications Center is, it's the place where I'm at. it's a communication center. We're located in Western Massachusetts, and it basically is the communication center of the talk radio and talk media industry, where we publish Talkers Magazine, and that's my day job. That's my real job as publisher of the trade magazine in talk radio. And it's a 27-year-old publication, and that's how I knew Dr. Joy Brown. Met her 27 years ago, and we were wonderful friends. And I'll tell you, Dr. Renee Kohansky, a prominent psychiatrist who is also a friend and joining us this hour, I can't shake it. It's crazy, Renee, how every day I think about Joy. You know?
Well, Joy was, as we talked about on some of the other shows, she was a very important part of media because she provided a voice for things that were not heard elsewhere. You talked about a little bit here. We have political commentary, which is a very, you know, very popular on the airwaves of radio in particular. And she also was, I wouldn't say she was advice, but she was a vehicle for people to talk about problems. And she had, as we also discussed, the real deal. She had the clinical psychology degree. So you know, people miss her because she provided something different in radio. You miss her, of course, because she was a really good friend, both of you and Bernadette.
Correct.
So it was like a double loss, you know, the loss of something very important in radio, personal loss to your family, and also, as you've gone over the last couple of days, a loss to the listening audience. So
yes,
I think
yes.
It was significant. I wanted, if it's okay, I wanted to circle back to some of the things that you had started our half hour with, if that's okay, unless you had something you wanted to cover.
Except you're here more than a half hour.
Okay, good.
I'm not one of your patients.
You know what? I'm really good with the clock, Michael. That's part of my business.
I mean, you're going to say to me at some point in this discussion, I'm sorry our time is up?
Yeah, I'm sorry our time is up, but I really want to continue this.
Yeah, well, go on.
So you said that you were a freak on the First Amendment. I'm an informed consent freak, and I'm also something very interesting because I have a forensic psychiatry background. I'm also a freak in the First Amendment and involuntary medication, and it's an interesting conversation, not one necessarily for today, but if you think about, it's a conversation on how involuntary, it was an argument, and it was actually a Supreme Court argument on how the use of involuntary medication could impede somebody's First Amendment right to free speech. So all these different topics, you know, the topic of radio, the topic of informed consent, the topic of freedom of speech, the topic of involuntary medication, the topic of psychiatry, psychology, they can all marry together in this medium. And then the topics of, well, what kinds of medications do people take? What are the roles of the medication? What's the role of psychotherapy? Hey, you know, I've got this medicine I'm taking. I don't understand what it does. What do I need? There's like all kinds of different places you can go with this little sleek vehicle that Dr. Joy started and that these wonderful people have kind of stayed on to see where it's going.
I love the way you say that, a sleek vehicle. Let's go to the telephone. Ralph in Manhattan, you're on the program that is still in development.
Michael, doctor, I'm not going to wax poetic about the great Dr. Joy because all has been said very eloquently, and I can't add because she was just tremendous, Michael, and you're doing a wonderful job taking up the post. It's tremendous. I'm glad you're on because I'm tired of people yelling on the radio. I've heard people screaming at me for the last election cycle. I can't deal with it anymore. But anyway, just a question for the doctor, if I may. It's such an inexact, and you can correct me, doctor, I may be wrong.
I'm always happy to do that. Go ahead.
Maybe I can do it between the 50 minutes that you allow. It's an inexact kind of a thing with someone coming to see you, and you have to kind of diagnose him or her as being set in one of these frames of diagnoses. In other words, schizophrenic, you have a bipolar, you have this case. When there's no actual there's no test for them to take that shows on an MRI and something like that, that what exactly is wrong with this person? What is his difficulty? How do you do it just by set of symptoms? Is that a really good criteria?
Can I get your first name again, please?
It's Ralph.
Ralph.
Hey, Ralph, that's a great question. That is a key question. And
can I jump right in and
no, you can't. We don't want you here. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I can eat that question up, and I and I think it's the question that everybody asks. First of all, I just want to be clear that I do not reduce people to their diagnosis. When I meet somebody, who they are and what they're about is never just a diagnosis. So Ralph doesn't come in and he's a diagnosis of bipolar disorder and let's shove this medication at him. And nor would I be so arrogant as to assume that if I meet somebody for the first time, I'm going to name what their quote-unquote diagnosis is. And let me also add that diagnoses will evolve over time and sometimes declare themselves to be something different. All that being said, this is where the art of medicine comes in. It's not just in psychiatry, but it's also in many other areas of medicine. So, for example, somebody might come in and present with some kind of cardiac symptom, and you think, oh, my God, they have a valve issue. You know, maybe they have an aortic valve insufficiency. Let's go ahead and take a look at that valve. And then you look and you see, oh, wait, there's something else going on in another organ system. And then you start thinking, well, what's the likelihood of two organ systems having problems with connective tissues? And all of a sudden you realize, no, they don't have a valve problem. They have a connective tissue problem that's manifesting with issues in both the cardiac valve and in some other organs. So psychiatry is much the same thing. You'll have somebody coming in presenting with a constellation of symptoms that might on the surface look like one disease process, and over time it starts to declare itself in a way that makes it so that it is not, in fact, just one disease. And you're saying, well, how can you say something without looking like an MRI and having a concrete thing? Much of medicine is that way. And there are some things that are just very, very clear in how you treat without necessarily having the definitive diagnosis, but very clear in how you treat. So, for example, if you came to me and you had this profound, severe, incapacitating anxiety, well, I would start approaching it five different ways. One, looking for any medical causes for anxiety, looking for any circumstantial causes of anxiety, and kind of ruling out the obvious stuff. And then once I've got it down to, okay, I know you got anxiety, and I know that there are five or six anxiety diagnoses, the first thing I'm going to do is look to get you feeling better. And it doesn't necessarily have to be pharmacologic, but there are a number of different ways to get you feeling better, including pharmacology as one.
What an answer. I have to jump in,
sorry,
folks, because it's a radio show. And Ralph, your question was great. Thank you for calling, Ralph. And we're going to continue in that vein because it's prompted some questions I want to ask Dr. Kohansky. 877-807-4048 is the number. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way. Stick around.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Nationally from his studios, it's the Michael Harrison Show. Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
And we're talking with Dr. Renee Kohansky, who is a prominent psychiatrist, and fascinating call from Ralph in Manhattan. I enjoyed his question, and Ralph asked basically, you know, psychiatry and psychology don't have as many, I guess, concrete scientific tests to get to the root of why people deal with it. And Renee, Dr. Renee, you really, I guess you've been asked that before, huh?
Yeah, and I realized, you know what, that was like too much information. I should have made it more concise.
Yeah, you should have just said, because we do, and that's it. What's it to you?
That's a little too concise.
No, but let me ask you a question. One of the things that makes you an interesting guest, and this is kind of fascinating. Dr. Renee Kohansky is not an entertainer. Dr. Renee Kohansky, and I'm not saying that Dr. Joy Brown was an entertainer. Dr. Joy Brown, though, was a real, on top of being a clinical psychologist as opposed to a psychiatrist. Dr. Joy Brown also was a very, very experienced radio performer. And she and you would agree, wouldn't you, Renee, that she blended those two very well?
Yes, and I would say that she was an artist at her craft. I'd say she was extremely gifted radio talent. I don't want to say talent because that has implications, but yes, she was very good at both things, and she combined them and blended them very well.
Right. Whereas your interesting background is that you're in practice. You have a private practice. You deal with it on a day-to-day level. You also have, over the years, you've been a go-to guy, and that's why we call you forensic. You've helped them solve crimes. You've been an expert witness in courts. And often when you speak, you're speaking to other doctors. So it's kind of a different thing, reducing things to, day-to-day, every man, every woman parlance,
It's a little practice, but I can get there.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. I mean, you're not doing a daily radio show, but I said, whoa, you do know your stuff. But here's a question I have, leapfrogging or jumping off of what Ralph brought up. There's a tremendous amount of stress attached to what you do, I would imagine. That there is a certain, because you do deal with a certain amount of intuitive subjectivity as a psychiatrist with a medical degree, trying to put together the pieces, and then having to prescribe medicine, something that you worked long and hard to get the degree, the board certification, and the license to do. Let me ask you, as a human being, it's not challenging you at all. I admire the heck out of you. But just as a human being and we're all friends. Your answer is what?
No, as a human, rather than answering as a human being, can I answer as a cat? It was a poor humor. Go on.
Yeah, very terrible joke. We're going to get emails from all kinds of felines.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Go on.
No, in all seriously, as a person, what do you think about? Do you worry? Is it difficult when you come to these decisions and you're prescribing medicine?
Oh, wow. So lots of parts to that, but first of all, I think that I am like the most blessed human being in the world because I get to do what I love for a living and get paid for it. Yes, and it is extremely challenging, and sometimes it is very difficult to figure some things out, but I love puzzles and I love getting the cases that other people can't put together, and I like getting cases that have medical complications. There are times when you go home and you wonder, oh my goodness, did I do the right thing? And there are some medical conditions and comorbid psychiatric conditions and can be very complicating, and oftentimes you can worry about about what you've done. But I kind of think that that's what makes me really good at what I do, because I really, really care about my people, and I really care about my patients, and I really think about it, so that if I've made a mistake, and if you're good at what you're doing, you're going to be making mistakes. I'm working with my patient, and we're talking, and we're going to realize, we've gone down the wrong path. Could have been A, B, or C. We chose B. Okay, we're talking, didn't work, let's go down A.
And don't medicines change with time? And I often hear the term, I'm getting my meds adjusted, that even when it's the right medication, that it's a temporary situation. Well, what does it mean, getting your meds adjusted?
That is, I think, the body and the mind, and whether you want to call it, I don't know what you want to call it, but the body is this incredible, incredible design, and it wants what it wants, and the word is like homeostasis. It wants to be the way it is, even if the way it is isn't good. So we'll come in with some of our medications and psychotherapy. By the way, psychotherapy changes your body at a molecular level, and that's why psychotherapy is so very powerful, and in many cases as powerful as medication. For a whole other discussion. But the body wants to be, even if it's in an abnormal place, it wants to be where it wants to be. So you can come in and, add these drugs and try to get things to be different. But it says, I feel better right now, but you've just done this thing. I'm going to change this so that I can get back to where I was before. So sometimes you're chasing things, and sometimes you burn out to medication. There's, you know, there's something called Prozac poop out. And the trick is to kind of be aware of all these phenomena and be able to adjust and not be rigid.
What do you mean by the term psychotherapy?
Well, psychotherapy is a form of, I would say, medical intervention that where people, let me not pussyfoot around that. Everybody knows what psychotherapy is.
The reason I'm asking psychotherapy is because I'm leading to talking about what non-medical practitioners of mind help, psychologists. Dr. Brown was a clinical psychologist with a Ph.D. She also had gone to medical school for several years and didn't finish it for reasons that changes in her personal life. She was on her way to being a medical doctor, too, and knew a lot of stuff. It helped. But then there are people who are not Ph.D.s. There are people who have patients. And I love the difference between the word patient and client. This is becoming a blurry area of jargon in helping people with their minds.
You know what, Michael? Everything, this is really, I think, to our discredit. Many, many things are becoming blurry and not clear. And I think that is working to the disadvantage of people who are getting care. And psychotherapy can be provided by many different practitioners, including me as a psychiatrist. And in addition to what I do, I was also a board examiner for American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, and I was responsible for being one of the people who determined whether or not candidates got their board certification. And one of the things that would drive me, or would for me, was like, okay, you know, I'm not so sure you're going to get your board certification, is if I had a candidate and I would ask them, well, how would you treat this person? And they would start throwing medication at them. And I say, okay, well, anything else you might want to do? And they would say, okay, well, I'm going to do psychotherapy. And I would say, okay, now, doctor, what kind of psychotherapy are you going to do? And they had no idea that there are different kinds of psychotherapy and that we as psychiatrists need to be trained in different kinds of psychotherapy, whether or not we do it. And by the way, not only are psychologists trained in psychotherapy, so are licensed clinical social workers.
Okay, so that's what I was getting at. I was just trying to get at this one point. And again, I asked you what time it is, and you're telling me how the clock was invented. I'm just trying to determine whether psychotherapy means therapy, mental therapy, or it had some type of a drug implication. That's all I'm trying to find out, because when a person says, I'm in therapy, that may be very different than a person who needs to be treated immediately with some type of drug to reduce immediate physical, physiological problems having to do with their anxiety or their mental processes. Some people are just in therapy because it helps them know themselves better.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a continuum.
Absolutely, of course.
And that's what I'm trying to clarify here.
Oh, yes, I agree with you. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if you can agree with me, because I'm not necessarily making a statement. I'm asking a question. All right. How do you feel about the fact that there are people out there practicing psychiatry, who don't even have a doctorate? We have music playing. We got to take a break. I'd like to talk about that a little bit when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Renee Kohansky. She's the total real deal. She's a medical doctor. She's a psychiatrist. Our number is 877-807-4048. And if you want to give us a call, you can.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Conversation about life in these rapidly changing times. The Michael Harrison Show.
And our number is 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison, and we're talking with psychiatrist Dr. Renee Kohansky. Renee, I'm finding this conversation fascinating. I love what you're bringing to the table. I mean, there are so many different ways of approaching caring for I guess we're talking about the mind, but we're also talking about the physical brain, and in some cases we're talking about the soul. It's, you know, all of this comes back to the id and the ego, which I, you know, my favorite subject is the ego. I deal in the radio business. I deal with a parade of egos, and I even have one of my own.
No,
but I whip
really?
It. I whip it.
Do, of course.
But I whip it every day. I keep it in a, somewhere deep in the bowels, and now we're talking about gastroenterology, somewhere deep in the bowels of my psyche, I have this little cage, and I keep the ego in there, and I throw it a little food now and then, and it's going, let me out, like a genie in the bottle. And I go, no,
Stay in there, you little ego. Or you big
that's my secret to life with people. It's like everybody is walking around, me, how am I doing? Me. Oh, look, that person had an affair. Me. Oh, look, did you see what he did? Me. So when like somebody's freaked out about what happened in their life, I say, you know what, we're all wallpapering each other's life. Me. And that's the key to life. Just remember,
we're all wallpapering each other's life, baby.
That's it.
Do you realize what a comforting thought that is? I often tell people that. They go, what are people going to think of me? And I go, you know something? Here's the saving grace. Nobody really cares about you. Nobody really cares.
It's the good news and the bad news, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the downside of attention deficit disorder is you can't get anybody to follow your reasoning. The good side is if something bad happens, they forget about it. I mean, one of the greatest things in the public relations industry today in the field of damage control is don't do anything. They're going to forget about it tomorrow with a new news story. I always tell that to people. Don't worry about it. They're going to forget about it. I mean, have you found that attention spans are, in fact, decreasing in these modern times?
Yes, I actually think our brains...
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think our brains are changing.
Now, you mentioned something earlier, and I got a tweet from Bernadette, who's listening, and she said, wow, I'm getting a lot from this. She was particularly turned on when you talked about psychotherapy and, in some cases, the drugs, but the treatment from a psychiatrist can change your physicality on a cellular level. Tell us more about our brains changing. That's fascinating.
Yes, and this is the art of psychotherapy, and this is when somebody who is doing it, who's trained and knows what they're doing it, and it's not just psychiatrists, but yes, this is, people have found who have studied, who have looked at, going back to Ralph's point, who have looked at whether it be, I can't get this at the correct scan, but it's a glucose, whatever. There, when people have looked at imaging studies of individuals who have undergone psychotherapy that was effective, they have seen that there have been physical changes in some of the structures in the brain and in some of the neuroreceptors in the brain as a result of having psychotherapy, similar to the results that would have occurred had the person taken medication that was successful. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very, very cool. Does that relate to a term I hear floating around called neuroplasticity?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does, Michael, yes.
Wow.
Neuroplasticity is like our ability for nerves to keep growing and to keep changing. Because we used to think that if a nerve died, it was dead. And now we're kind of learning that, no, plastic means you can keep expanding and changing. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know much about it, but I know that they say that neuroplasticity could help you really actually change the physicality of your brain and the processes that the brain does, like maybe have a role in intelligence, whatever intelligence means. I'm not quite sure I know what the word intelligence
means. That's for like 10 shows.
Yeah. I mean, I know what consciousness means. The other aspect of being that fascinates me, in addition to the role of the ego in our lives, is the concept that physicists call the hard question, and that is, what the hell is consciousness anyway? Not intelligence, because a computer can be intelligent, but it's not necessarily conscious, or, to use a word, sentient. And our consciousness can change. We can actually, and I'm stating this as a rhetorical statement. I'm not necessarily sure it's true, but as we can also change the physicality of our brains, there are many people who believe we can expand the intensity and the focus of our consciousness. Think about that. Or am I getting too esoteric for somebody who deals with the science of the brain?
No, it's just an expansion in the opposite direction to what we know to be factual in the other direction. So we know when somebody has a neurologic injury to their brain that their level of consciousness is impaired. In fact, that's something that we measure in a head injury. We say, you know, the level of consciousness is less and we have scales to measure it. So why on earth wouldn't it be true that if you can have an impaired level of consciousness in an injury, that in somebody who's been developing their brain in some other way, that the level of consciousness this is going could go in the opposite direction? We certainly know it going in the impaired direction. But sure, why not entertain a conversation about it going in the opposite direction?
What you just said is profound. What you just said is absolutely profound. That if we could have diminished consciousness,
and we can,
we could have increased consciousness.
Perhaps. It's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, just the idea of that opens the door to all kinds of possibilities of re-examining how we educate children. That maybe there's more to education than just feeding facts and stories. Maybe we could be in educating human beings, baby human beings, young human beings. We can work on, back to that neuroplasticity thing, actually build the brain, build intelligence, build consciousness for what they are, the same way we build healthy bodies in seven ways, you know.
Hey, Michael, maybe there's more to life than what people are living right now, period, whatever it is.
Well, that hopefully is the case. Otherwise, as Peggy Lee once sang when before you were born, is that all there is, my friend?
But that's a question. That's a developmental question that everybody needs to ask periodically in their life. That's important, by the way.
When you're hanging around with your fellow shrinks, do they talk about this kind of philosophy?
it depends on the context. I get that more with you.
Well, I mean, I just, to me, it's all
and
about
what was
this.
That show that you do? That's a very cool show.
Oh, the Up Close and Far Out?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Do you blow that thing wide open?
I'm glad you listened to that.
I do.
Yeah, that I'm very proud of it. Folks, it's a podcast I do at upcloseandfarout.com. Dr. Renee Kohansky, it was a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking up a whole hour of your time and joining us. Please come back.
I will. Thanks, Mike.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Renee Kohansky with us. Our number is 877-807-4048. Coming up next, a legend from the field of television and movies. I'm Michael Harrison.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.